Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, GK Nyambura, and today has been a doozy. Today has been a doozy. I woke up in Tigoni. Let me tell you what happened yesterday. Actually, how about I tell you about my whole week? My week started on Sunday. So on Sunday, I get a call from who? Manu. Manu is my boy. I love him endlessly. He's the apple of my eye. I'd call him the love of my life, but he's not the love of my life, you get. Oh, he is definitely one of the loves of my life. He's a very special boy that I love. Oh my gosh, he just tried to call me. Telepathy. That's probably because he wants to send me money. Anyway, let me tell you what happened. So on Sunday, I get a call. I was actually having pasta with my cousin. We were having like a little brunch thing. So I bought her lunch and everything. And then I bought my pasta because sometimes after I've been drinking, the day after, I just need some pasta. Some creamy pasta for some reason. I don't know why. I adore creamy pasta. So I got some of that. And then I get a call from Manu. He's like, my girl, where are you? I miss you. I want to take you to brunch, to Kempinski. And I was like, oh my gosh, brunch. Fuck my little cousin who I was with. And I told her off. I was like, girl, you're going home via cab. I'm not driving you home. Because I am going on brunch with Manu. Oh, my cousin is Joy, actually. Joy, she's had a couple of episodes on this podcast. Love her down. She's the best thing ever. And she's the luckiest child ever. She's the last born in a family of full-grown adults. Two of whom are, one is in Australia, computer software engineer, I think. And the sister is a medical doctor taking her master's while studying, while working in the UK. So Joy is, I think she's 15 now. She has to be 15. Is she 15 or 13? No, she's not 13 for sure. She's 15 for sure. Yeah, 15. I'll go with 15. She has an iPhone 13. She recently swapped systems. She went to Braban. I was like, girl, you are actually a person who knows how to spend her parents' money. And also, I absolutely love that she's now the only child. She's the only baby left at home. Everyone's moved out. And her other older brother is in Kenya, and he's a bit grown now. Like, he's a little older than she is, so they wouldn't be hanging out all the time. But they have the most amazing, cutest friendship. They bully each other and love each other at the same time. It's crazy. So insane to me, because I don't have siblings. There's no one I love like that. Like, I love-hate relationship. Just myself. Anyway, Manu's ringing my line. I go back to my house, feed my cat, and then I drive down to Kempinski with him. I pick him up. He's like, oh man, I had this voucher. I thought it was like gonna run till today, but apparently it happens on the first of every month, and now it's like not even the first of the month. So the buffet is gone. And I was like, oh no, so no brunch? And he was like, no, let's go to Serena. So we went to Serena, and I had one Long Island. Made my other Long Island. I know my limits. Like, I know to order a cocktail every time I drink out. I eat out. And I always order a Long Island, because two shots just doesn't sound worth of my money. Like, it just feels like I've been ripped off if I pay like a 900 bob for a cocktail and it only has two shots in it. I mean, this could have been a screenshot. This could have been a text message, girl. Like, the amount of... I didn't have to come two shots, you know. Anyway, so we got to Serena. Well, I made my second cocktail. I realized that I'm a little too drunk. Manu hates this about me. He calls me the weakest link. He always, you know, I hang out with my family a lot and the same couple of friends over and over, and And he always makes a point to make sure that he's told everyone that I'm the weakest link. I will start feeling sleepy during that concert. I will want to fall asleep while drinking the cocktails. I'll get too drunk and not like want to be outside. I have this thing where if I'm drunk, I genuinely just need to be in my bed. Please and thank you. Literally just take me to my bed. That's why I feel like it would be so nice to have a boyfriend. Like, I genuinely want a boyfriend. I'm gonna love him so much. Oh my god. Like, I've already done this whole singlehood thing. I've been single for 3 years, moving on four. I've been in hella situationships. Okay, maybe just like three or four. But then recently, like as soon as like yesterday, I was on call with my cousin and my friend, my two cousins, my confidants, and Manu. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I understand like being single and everything, but I shouldn't lack like a sex partner. You get what I mean? Like, there's literally nobody that comes to mind when I think about sex. It's like, I know I said I was gonna like focus on myself, just be focus on my goals, do me, blah 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 say. But I'm tired, bro. I need some loving. I need some good loving. And I just, anyway, so I get too drunk. I leave my car in Serena, because obviously naturally I cannot drive. I leave it there where it has been till today. Today's Wednesday. That was Sunday. When I got there, I was just like, oh, I just need to go pick up my car. And then my life will be like back to normal, because yesterday I was supposed to go pick my car, but my cousin rang my line again, and then I got derailed again. And I went to Tigoni and I had so much fun, and we called like all our exes, Wambui and I. That was not a very wise thing, because it's like we just be doing anything without thinking about the next day. Like, Do you think about the next few hours, or do you not think so far, or do you not think so far away? Because I've been thinking about forever. I do not think so far away. Like, we ended up calling. I regrettably called someone I have a crush on currently. Like, multiple times, I remember bombarding him with questions. And the worst thing about this is that I remember conveniently. Because guess what? I was with that same man on Tuesday or Monday when I went to buy new glasses. I was going to get new glasses on Monday. Then I met him accidentally. You would think. I was going to get glasses anyway because I'm traveling for Christmas this week. And I just did not want to not have a good pair of glasses on me. So I've had this broken, crooked, raggedy-ass pair of glasses for a while. And it was just time that I swapped them out for a new, fresh, clean pair. So I went and I got a clean, fresh, new pair. And he was at the mall where I was getting my glasses. And so I went to the bar and grill upstairs, and I had a Long Island again. Like, all my horrible stories start and end with Long Island. So I had a Long Island, and then while I was halfway through my second Long Island, I was just like, I am too drunk. I need to go home. So I know, like, my sweet spot is like one Long Island. That's it. Because at the minute I have like one and a half, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. And I don't even know why I insist on telling the bartender to be heavy-handed with the alcohol when he's like serving me. Because I never finish that shit. I always have to carry it takeaway. And it gets me so fucked up every time. Fuck. Anyway, absolutely love it. I'm not about to change. Although I have reduced the number of times that I drink this month. Like, I feel like I've also, crazy thing, I've lost 5 kgs in the last 2 weeks, which is diabolical to say the least. When I came back, I did a BMI test and at Yaya, and the results were so scary. I was just like, oh my god, I'm gonna be obese for sure. I am on the red zone 100%, and then I just like got the ick for food. So I just kind of stopped eating as much as I was. Diabolical. Also, I realized that I don't drink as much, so I don't eat as much. Like, you know that hunger that comes after you've been drinking? Well, I used to struggle with that. And a lot of the weight that I gain is based off of the foods that I eat after I've been, like, through a bender or something. And obviously, I've not been working out, but I cannot credit working out to, like, help you lose 5 kgs in a month. That's 100% diet. Working out is, I don't know, I have a love-hate relationship. The times when I feel like, oh wow, this is the best thing ever, I'm so glad that I work out, and then the times I'm just like, fuck working out, I'm no longer doing that shit again, it's been 5 years plus, I should at least see some result, you know, something, one thing. It just takes too long, it requires so much perseverance and a lot of mental power that I do not know if I have at the moment, but we try again next year. I'll see what goals I have for myself next year. Anyway, so on Monday, I was with said crush that I have. And I asked him like a lot of questions. I thought he had a girlfriend at some point, and he was like, you're giving me a girlfriend? I don't have a girlfriend. And I was like, are you being for real? You don't have a girlfriend? Like, I thought you have a girlfriend. I don't know, that conversation was just going however I wanted to go. And then he dropped me off at home, my house, and he didn't come into my house. He didn't do anything, actually. He was a very gentle, demure, calm person who knows how to regulate themselves. And that's the thing. To regulate, you must be going kind of crazy, which I don't think is happening on his end. Which is fine, because I am a total maniac when I'm in love. Like, when I have a crush, I am insane. It's like I cease being a sensible person and I just become, like, insane. And I often have to ask myself, do I even like this boy that much, or do I just want him to like me? Is it that I'm so obsessed and in love with him? Or do I just want him to literally be obsessed and in love with me? And more often than not, it's usually me just wanting him to be in love with me. Because how can I explain that my relationships don't last past 2 months? Like, I have the shortest relationships. Let me tell you something. If there's someone who literally just gets over people, it's me. I just, like, I could click and just like get over you, because it only takes an ick. I just need to like pick up an ick, that's it, and I promise it will be done in minutes. Like, I will be over you. Anyway, so I left on Monday. I was with him. Yesterday was Tuesday. I called him with my cousin Wamboi. It'd be two dumb bitches telling each other exactly. Yeah, those two dumb bitches, me and my cousin Wamboi, me and my cousin Vanessa, me and my friend Manu, although Manu calls me out and he thrives in insulting me and letting me know that I've been a weak link. But yeah, like, I'm a horrible partner to club with because I have the body of a 60-year-old. But he tells me the truth, you know, when we're hanging out at my house, say, for example, because that's the place I love to drink the most, because when I'm drunk, I can just get into bed. Are you catching my drift? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Anyway, so I called him yesterday and I was basically asking him the questions that I'd asked him on Monday. So I don't know if he got like a bit annoyed. I may have pushed him away. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Do I care to ask? No, I'm not going to ask, because that will just break my heart. And I don't even want to be involved like that. You get what I mean? This is me detaching. I'm actively choosing to like pull away from him just so I can think. Like, can you please let me think? I need space so I can think, because this is not normal. And I haven't had a crush in a really long time. Well, people that I love and people who love me would tell you that that's a lie. In the last month, I've had like four loves of my life. Each has been more intense than the other. I have felt debilitating, soul-crushing, life-changing lemurance all month. Oh my god, the voice notes I was sending one boy on Sunday. Was it Sunday or it was Monday? It was Monday actually, because I saw him on Monday and then I went home and I was like, oh my god, I could eat him up. Like, that man, God bless his mother, genuinely. Like, I'm so sorry I sound like this, but literally, let me tell you something. I'm a ride, he would never survive. The wheels would come right off. But that we'll just leave that in theory, because that's not happening. Mostly because I don't know how to get to the next level in situations like this. Also, when we need to go to the next level, I can just find the next person to hyperfixate on. It's the ADHD way. Anyway, I'll just do that. Anyway, so on Monday, I was asking him the same questions that I called yesterday to ask. And I kept being like, oh my gosh, did you already answer this? And he was like, oh my god, are you drunk? Yeah. Why do you think I'm calling you at 10 p.m. in the night? You're not my daddy. But that can be arranged, though. Anyway. So I come home. On Tuesday I go to Tigoni drunk as fuck. We call my crush, we call people we're not supposed to be calling, and then I just I remember being outside, like in the garden overlooking the Majanis in Tigoni, and then just like needing to throw up. And one boy holding my hair back and me just like lying down on the veranda on the floor so I can puke like on the stair, the garden, bruh. Then yesterday I was like, one boy, why do I even drink? Like today, sorry, not yesterday. Today I was just like, what the fuck? Like, are you seeing how my whole week has been influenced by alcohol? And like, yeah, I'm on a weight loss journey and everything. Like, I've been ensuring that I'm taking only things that I feel nurture my body. But this is not nurture. This is not nurturing at all. Like, I did not want to be this drunk. I didn't want to be drunk like this in December. Anyway, so, today, when I'm coming back from Tigoni, first of all, I was a puking mess. I woke up and I was just throwing up everywhere. And the thing with me recently is that these days, like when I'm hungover, that first sit up, like when I sit up from bed and I shoot up and immediately I just, there's vomit in my mouth, like coming out. I can very easily puke a bed these days. I don't know what's happening. But, like, even how fast I'm sitting up has been insane. Anyway, I also noticed that I've lost so much weight on my face because I've not been taking sugar, which is amazing. I love it. I love it for me. I've been looking at my face and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is that childlikeness that I used to see a couple years back before the pains and heartache of the world caught up with you, before the economic and political state of the world caught up with me. So I go get my car in Serena today at like 1-2 p.m. I am beat. I am literally, I first of all, I start by puking at the parking lot, classic me. I'm hungover. Of course, I'm going to throw up. And then we had this negotiations about like, okay, so you clamped the car. Fine. Where is the manager? What did they do? They've left. Who has left the key? Why? What kind of establishment is this? What are we doing? After all that, they unclamped my car. I had to pay a 2,000 shillings fine, which is okay. Honestly, I didn't mind because I was like, okay, my car has not been vandalized. It's safe. And I was drunk and I was safe. So this is a win-win, I think. Anyway, I get into my car and I drive back to my house and I am so sick. I remember parking on the roadside just so I could throw up a bit. Oh my God. If you live in Kihingo Village in Kitsuru, I'm so sorry, man. The sight was a bit insane. I get to my house, I pack up because today we're supposed to go to Nyeri with my family. But then my high school teacher, who's basically like sisters with my mom, lost her dad today, and they're best friends with my mom, so she's just been with her all day at the hospital. Oh, I'm so sorry. Like, that's the one heartbreaking thing that's happened today. But then all of this to say that I think I'm making this podcast episode because I am like lonely. I think the kind of loneliness that's engulfing me these days is a bit it feels fashioned. Ever heard of a weapon fashioned against you by the enemy? Yep. I feel like it's like personalized loneliness. I would love to have like a friend who I love and who loves me and who gets me and who I get and who, you know, is like a man. Oh my days. I never thought in my 26 years of life that I would ever sit on my podcast and admit to this. It's taking great strength, tremendous energy for me to admit that I am lonely. Like, I would want to have a partner in the near future, a partner who makes sense, one that doesn't embarrass me, a man who actually is nurturing and caring and loving and is ready and willing to give himself to me. And I will do the same, you know. I just need a bit more time. But like an older guy who is able to love me, see me for who I am, see through anything society might have placed on me, that like labeled me as. I think in this 3 years that I've been single, I've just been trying to avoid men who fetishize me. Especially because of that video my ex posted. And Eleni could believe him, Kisi, but Nisao. I have that Kisi curse. My first ever crush in life, ever. I just found out last year that he was a Kisi. And then the boy I have a crush on right now, he's Kisi. This boy who was a classmate of mine that I was seeing when I was in uni was a Kisi. Like, it's not that I'm actively choosing Kisi men, it's that I find out later that they're Kisi. Like, the current man that I have a crush on right now, he doesn't look Kisi. Actually, he's like, I know Kisi men are very like buff and full in stature, I would say. Like, they look compact. He's a little tall and like he has more of like a Kikuyu look, if you know what I'm saying. Not that I'm being tribal or anything. I love tribes and I love when we're diverse and everything. I need to diversify my dating pool, honestly. Maybe that's why. Anyway. So yeah, I was saying I would want a man who just doesn't, who sees me for who I am and not what society might have labeled me as. And a lot of people who end up knowing me on a personal level mention a lot how I'm pretty different from how they thought I was. I don't know if like the persona I have online is a bit too aggressive and just very no nonsense and very, I don't know, straight to the point and everything. But I'm a pretty chill, reserved girl, if we can say. Anyway, I'm done rambling about how lonely I am. I even got a cat. I even got a cat to live at my house. There's a cat right now in my house that I'm not at right now. My beautiful house where I live with my cat and I provide. My one parent household where I'm the parent and he's the baby. Yesterday I traumatized him actually, and I got off my bed and I just looked up and he was stood at my headboard just looking over me so confused, like, girl, what did you just do? He was so traumatized all my days. I got a picture. Head onto my Instagram. Maybe you'll see it. I don't know if I'm going to post this right now or if I'm going to wait until tomorrow so I can have like a little Christmas present for you. But Merry Christmas. I hope you spend it with people that feel like home, people who nurture you, people who hold space for you, people who see you for who you are, people who love you, and people that you love and you feel all those things for too. I'm grateful for a year on this podcast yet again where you have listened. And even if you're new, that's fine. You can join the Smelly Cat Squad. That's what my fandom is called, which I haven't really been emphasizing lately, so I'm not sure. Anyway, I forgot to tell you just now that an ambulance came for my cat. Wangeshi, oh, excuse me. Wangeshi got a suture on her belly and it was unraveling and she was bleeding. So I called the ambulance and they came for her. And now she's at the hospital where she's going to be taken care of at Queen's Vet Clinic. It's in Garden Estate. Oh! Anyway. You enjoy your Christmas. I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening to me and for just keeping me company while I move on to the next day of my life. And I tell you everything about my life. I love making these in bed. I'm in bed right now and it's dark and I think I'm gonna fall asleep. I love you. Good night.